I see you still haven't kicked your little habit over there.
Oh, you mean Mio?
I mean, I'm not trying to call you out, even though I just did.
I love how you don't call people out. I'm not trying to call you out, but you have a problem.
It's not a call out. It's a cause for concern. A cry for concern.
You know,
I think we've all got our vices. I do not do the whole Mio thing, but I think there's worse things to have. As y'all search my table for my diet Mountain Dew, yes.
I probably need to get my butt to the doctor and get a physical. I've still not done that since I turned 40.
Man, that's a
lot. Put on a little bit of weight since the last 6 months. I don't know what's going on with me.
Maybe we should go get it checked out.
Yeah, maybe.
It's called turning 40.
Or maybe I'll just start exercising more and eating less.
It's also part of, with the wife being pregnant, they say that the husbands tend to...
The sympathy weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sympathy weight, man.
But I don't feel like I'm eating more.
I asked him if that's what it was. He said, no, man, not sympathy weight.
Because I'm not eating more. Like, I'm not eating... Now, granted...
Maybe you're not eating enough. You will...
I doubt that's the issue.
No, if you're not eating enough, you will hold on to fat. Eventually, I think you'll get skinny fat. But anyway, that's another topic.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? Hold on. The two people that have said the word skinny fat, that have said that to me, that have called me skinny fat, one is you.
I didn't call you skinny
you just did.
Fat.
Yeah, you
no,
just did.
I did not.
Yeah, you just did. Yeah, that's
did
what I said. David Pollack did it too.
Oh, yeah.
You and David Pollack.
I didn't call you skinny fat.
I felt. Did you feel that way, Mike? I kind of felt
it
like
seemed like said, it was being alluded to.
No, I would never talk about your physical appearance. You were talking about it. And
I'm okay if you talk about my physical appearance.
No, you said you got fat. Never mind. Let's
you know, other people around here do, apparently.
I mean, I only talk about your height, but everybody else does.
Well,
it's okay, right?
Yeah, you know, but you know what?
Everybody else is doing it.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
As a female. I'm okay with a 5'8 female talking about me being only 5'8 and a half. I'm not okay with a guy that's, you know, 5'8 looks like a nose tackle talking about it.
Let's go in the huddle. I have no idea who you're talking about.
It's okay.
Now this is a call out.
They know who they are.
Anyway, all right. We did talk a lot about the Bucks.
They're not awake.
And their injuries with Mike Evans and the hamstring going down in their game on Monday Night Football against the Ravens last night, as well as Chris Godwin, who suffered dislocated ankle. Two severe injuries for that squad.
We've talked about their injuries a little bit and talked about their matchup coming this weekend. Can we just take 1 minute and give flowers to the Baltimore Ravens and how freaking good they are? My goodness. They go down, 10-0? I mean, it just felt inevitable.
The addition
man.
Of Derrick Henry has taken that.
He's on pace to set the rushing record.
Another level.
But
yes,
you know what's crazy? First off, they're on the heater. If they were in Vegas, this would be called a heater
crazy.
Because they were 0-2 and they've just rolled off 5 straight. You brought up Derrick Henry. He essentially came in last night the same way John Smoltz used to when he was a closer. Like they might as well play Thunderstruck at the stadium because dude had, I think, like something like seven carries for maybe 20 yards. And then he comes in the fourth quarter, boom, 81, right off the bat. And he,
on one play, yeah.
And he is so nimble in his, he makes a move, like a little jump cut, not even really a jump cut, just kind of a slide cut. And then he was full speed. Like that.
The one thing I miss that we have not seen him do with the Ravens yet is throw a touchdown pass. And I got to talk to him a lot about that because he did that with the Titans a few times. Kind of the jump pass, kind of like the Tebow thing that we saw in the past. But he is like the LeBron James in the NFL in terms of taking care of your body. There was a great piece that they aired ahead of the game. Like, I mean, and his offseason program is just ridiculous, the amount that he puts into taking care of himself.
If and when the aliens come, he will be the only person that we send because he's the only person worthy of it.
I'm telling you.
Maybe Julio.
For a while.
If Julio still looks like Julio did in his prime.
Julio probably does, knowing Julio.
And he could probably run one route, right?
I think he could probably dust just about every corner in the league right now on a go route. And I don't even know the last time he ran one, but he can still do it. No, I'm with you. Can we take this narrative, though, and flush it? I'm tired of people being like, Dallas should have signed him. Derrick Henry's not doing what he does right now unless he's with Baltimore. Because I think saying that about Dallas takes away everything else that's wrong with Dallas right now and acts like Derrick Henry would fix it. They can't block. They're playing soft. They can't play defense. Dak's not playing very well. If I'm Derrick Henry, I'm looking at it going, boy, I made a good decision on that one. I would have taken a pay cut to go to Baltimore at that point. So Baltimore is perfect fit for Derrick Henry, the way they block, the way they run things. I think it's a beautiful thing.
Well, the other big news that came out yesterday was Tua and the Miami Dolphins. So the team has designated him to return from IR. He is on track to play week 8 against the Cardinals. And he actually addressed the media yesterday. There's been a lot of talk, as you all know, over the past few weeks since his last concussion happened about whether or not he should hang it up and walk away from the game. Here's Tua about how he appreciates all the concern.
What would you say to those that are worried that you might get hurt again, and is this something that's going to continue?
I appreciate your concern. I really do. I love this game, and I love it to the death of me. That's it.
Yeah, it's a little... It sounds a little extreme, but look, if Tua wants to play, then that's his decision. And
him and his family.
I think there are a lot of people that want to tell him not to play, and they don't really care if he plays or not. They just think that that's the right thing to say, so they're going to say it publicly. If Tua wants to play, he should play. I don't know. I have no clue what I would do. As a person that loved, now I didn't play, but as a person that loves the game, Mike, you've had to make decisions about health, and I think you probably had the perspective that people want to hear. But I just don't think people should tell someone what to do.
I got to tell you, man, and obviously the head injuries are a lot different because the effects of mine, and this has actually played out very recently for me. I got to a point where I'd had 3 surgeries in a matter of 4 years, and it had very bad injuries, like. Like some of them considered career enders, and I had like 3 of them, right? I had 2 Liz Franks, which are hard to get over. And I remember thinking to myself, I want to be able to play with my kids one day in the backyard. And I, like 2 weeks ago, I was doing it and I was running around. And I thought, I still have a little hitch in the giddy up. You know what I mean? My son's like, Daddy, look how fast I am. And I'm trying to catch him. And I'm like, man, I'm not quite as fleet of foot as I once was. But nonetheless, I don't regret that decision at all. Like I did not want to continue to try to scratch and claw and pick on a practice squad and do all these other things. Tua's with the head injuries different. I know that he has probably seen 12 doctors about this. And I think that there is a misnomer a little bit about the head injuries in terms of the CTE and other things going on. I think that I would trust a guy like that who has probably done as much research possible and with that organization. I will say this, though. He's my favorite college football player of all time. And I am going to have issue for the time being actually watching him in a Miami uniform because I'm going to be scared every time somebody gets around him or he tries to break free of the pocket. That's just how I'm going to feel. It is what it is. So I'm hoping for the best for him, but to your point, in the end, it's a personal decision, and hopefully he's making the best one for him.
So he still needs to clear concussion protocol in order to play in that week 8 game, and of course week 8 marks the earliest time that he could return from the IR window, but the Dolphins, they opened his 21-day practice window. Now, when asked if he will be wearing a Guardian cap, when he comes back, here's what Tua had to say.
Will you wear a Guardian cap?
Nope.
Why?
Personal choice.
Well, the Guardian cap is not liked by a lot of players. I do.
Lord knows we talked to all of them during training camp.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure it was Luke Getteke last night for Tampa Bay that was wearing it. And I think he was a miss. I think he missed the Falcons game after not clearing concussion protocol yet. Ed Reed had some. Some interesting comments, I should say, where I don't think he understood necessarily what the research that's going into the Guardian cap, but he made some boxing references, which is, I think, is a fair analogy in some ways because we don't ever care about boxers getting CTE or UFC fighters, not to the extent we do football players.
This is the thing.
A little bit
this
different.
Is the thing.
Is it?
You expect it with that because there's not the helmets, right? And I'm not saying helmets. Clearly, they do not eliminate everything, and they're trying to take steps towards having helmets, like the Guardian cap help to protect you. But when you step into the ring, you kind of know what's at risk, right? You're not wearing anything to protect yourself, and someone's knuckles, someone's fist is coming at you as hard as they can possibly hit you.
Yeah, but
I'm not saying people don't care, but people, I think people just expect that that is what comes with the territory when you're boxing with nothing to protect.
And I would tell you that I think there are a lot of people. I'm not saying me, but I think there are a lot of people out there that view football as the exact same thing, that it's a contact sport. And when you walk out there, you know the risk. I think that's what a lot of people think. I think there's the league should do everything they can to protect the players within reason.
I agree that people think that too when you go to play football. But what I'm saying is you're not wearing any sort of equipment when you step out there to box other than gloves and maybe like the little bit of padding of the headgear.
So we also talk about the repetitive nature that's really the worst part of football, getting hit play after play. I think a lot of people kind of look over that in terms of boxing because it's like, what do you box a big match like once every 6 months?
Yeah, but you also train, and I'm going to tell you something.
I agree, you're probably wearing headgear in the train.
Yeah, but you still take shots, and there's not just shots to the side. I mean, there's shots everywhere that you can take in training.
I'm not saying they're not at risk. I'm just simply saying that's why more people aren't paying attention to it is kind of the question that we started with.
That's all. Okay. This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. We'll get you caught up in Atlanta United because there was that 10% chance that they were going to get into the playoffs, and they did. We'll give you a preview of their matchup, and we also have them mic'd up.
Yeah, we got mic'd up. We're going to dive back into college football, some of the craziness going around, the cannibalism at the top of the SEC, and also the Minister of Culture has issued a statement. We'll talk about that coming up next. It's mic'd up. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.